Well, thanks for joining us as we are considering the I am statements of Jesus. There are seven of them in the book of John. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. I'm the bread of life. I'm the door. I'm the true vine. We're looking at one, the good shepherd. Jesus, I am the good shepherd. This is John chapter 10, 14. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Let's just stop there and think about that. There is with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, a personal and intimate relationship. Now, a lot of people have head knowledge about Jesus. They've always heard about Jesus. In fact, I hear people say, there's never been a time when I haven't believed in Jesus. And a lot of times when people say that, they're talking about they believed in Jesus as a person in the Bible, as a historical figure, maybe even when they believe died on the cross, but they don't have a personal relationship with him. And that's what this I am statement about the Good Shepherd, that's what it's all about. There is with Jesus a personal and intimate relationship. We know him. But more importantly, he knows us. The Good Shepherd knows what I dread. He knows what I fear. He knows when I fail. He knows what I dream. Those dreams I'm not willing to share with anybody else. He knows them. He knows my pain. He knows what makes me anxious. He knows what makes me angry. The Good Shepherd knows me better than I know myself. And he loves me anyway. He guides me through dreaded parts of my day. He calms my anxiety. He picks me up when I fall, and that's more often than I care to admit. And he forgives my failures, and they are many. He frames my dreams. He eases my pain. He brings me a peace that passes all the human understanding, all the stuff of the circumstances. There's a peace within it when he brings it. He cools my emotions even when I'm angry. He deals with my hurt when I feel someone else has slighted me. He's a good shepherd, and he never fails to provide everything I need. Father, I thank you for Jesus, my shepherd, who cares about me, who knows my voice, and I thank you that I know his. And whatever comes about today, I pray, Father, that to those listening, you would remind them that you're the good shepherd, your son is, and whatever they need, you're there to provide it. And give them the strength they need to get through the challenges of today. And for those going through the best day they've ever had, I pray that they would see you, the good shepherd, who is taking them through those times of great blessings. In the valleys or the hills, you're with us, always providing what's best. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.